I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. So I have to tell you, I just had this amazing journey here in San Diego. I was opening the stage for Brian Tracy. I was invited by a friend, Eric Swanson. I met him 3 years ago in Albany, New York. And Eric asked me if I'd come out to San Diego and warm up the stage for Brian Tracy. Now, if you don't know who Brian Tracy, you got to Google him. He's spoken internationally. He's a global speaker. 500,000 people audience has impacted hundreds and thousands of entrepreneurs, speakers, business organizations, just a total mastermind. But for me, as a up-and-coming fundraising secrets, touring, giving opportunity for people around the world to learn fundraising secrets mastery, to warm up the stage for Brian Tracy is an understatement of holy crap. Boy, I was nervous. There was 125 people in the room. Now, I'm usually speaking to either 1, 2, 8, 40, 60 people, but never over 100. And the room was packed with excitement, crowd engagement. Interestingly, when I was looking around the room, I actually didn't even lay eyes on Brian. I was looking for him, but I didn't see him. I actually thought he left the room, but he was there the whole time. And you get that thing, and they say that how when you want to make an impact in people's lives, you look them in the eye. When you're speaking on stage, connect with people, work the room, but work it with your eyes and connect with people with your eyes. And in doing so, I really felt that emotion and that transformation of me releasing who I was, my past identity, to create this new identity. It's really profound. And I hope that how, if you're a nonprofit and you're an organization that's looking and seeking to make a difference, even if it's through a podcast, if you could see the, you know, we say that we have a third eye, right in the chest area, next to your heart. So if you're speaking in a mic to a podcast, you could actually visualize speaking to people in their eyes and see, you know, their heart. And give them that message, give them that hope, give them that recovery, give them that wellness, inspiration, the thing that's going to pull them and gravitate towards them, towards the opportunity of serving more, giving them permission that it's okay to serve more. Now, I did cry on stage. You know, I'm a bit of a crybaby sometimes when I talk about my family, I talk about my wounds. These scars that I have, they're not battle scars, they're my story scars. And I want the message of Fundraising Secrets to come out to the world and for them to experience the opportunity for them to be able to fundraise fast. I want to teach you. I want to help you. I want to make your organization so strong and so profound that the world keeps saying, how can I help you? How can I help you make your mission even stronger? How can I plant that flag? Now, Fundraising Secrets works for nonprofits, it works for profits, it works for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, it works. You just have to listen, connect, and if you like this content, share it with an organization, share it with somebody that needs this message. But I'm really excited that I was able to, this is a huge career highlight, to be able to share the stage with Brian Tracy. I'm so grateful for Eric Swanson for finding me and giving me the opportunity to share. Now, there were a lot of for-profit businesses, not very many, but Everyone in the audience has donated to a cause. They've all helped an organization. They all care passionately about an organization. And one by one, I'm on a mission to impact 1,000 nonprofits in the year 2020. And if I can do that through Fundraising Secrets and just help one person with every city tour that I take, I hope that they get the message and you get the message and you keep sharing with an organization that needs this. All right, so I just wanted to bring you an update about me speaking on stage with Brian Tracy and his son, Michael. Michael Tracy, they're amazing. Brian actually said to me, he's like, you know, you're such a great speaker. You know, how long have you been speaking? And I said, Brian, this is actually my first time in a room of over 100 people. I normally speak to a smaller group, but I warmed up the stage for you. And he laughed, he chuckled. We took a selfie, and Michael and I as well. So Brian, myself, and Michael, we each took Michael, Brian, and myself took a selfie, and it was really cool. It was really cool to be able to see him. He's like a father of speakers, right? People are inspired by him. They aspire to be like him, to command a room, to hold attention, to make a difference. And what a humble man, and what a beautiful family he has. And I was really excited to be able to be a part of that. And now I've come into the family tree of a speaker, and I can now say that I've opened the stage. I warmed up the stage for Brian Tracy. It's a career highlight of mine, and I'm extremely grateful for Habitude Warrior Conference here in San Diego for giving me this platform, for giving me this time. And it was 18 minutes. I went over about 1 minute, I think, but the crowd was engaged. They loved the content. They loved the book, Fundraising Secrets. I was able to gift some out from stage. People ran up to the stage to get the books. It was really cool, really cool experience. And I'm extremely grateful. So if Eric Swanson gets to hear this message on Fundraising Secrets and Habitude Warrior Conference. And another thing that I did was I was able to speak to the children, Habitude Warrior Juniors, and teach the kids about volunteerism and how important it is, and giving back, and how they feel as becoming leaders of tomorrow. Because when I was a kid, I wasn't taught leadership skill. I had to learn and learn from others, and I paid a lot of money to get coached by other leaders, and I aspired and I mirrored what they did. And so that's how I was able to get on world stages, is because of following people like Brian Tracy, Eric Swanson, and Sharon Lecter, and so many other amazing people out there. And I'm so grateful. And I had an opportunity actually to speak with Sharon Lecter. If you don't know who she is, it's Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know, now she's Napoleon Hill just wrote Think and Grow Rich. For women, and I got a signed copy from her. And actually, if you go to my Facebook page, I did videotape her speaking and giving her speech, and I did ask permission to be able to videotape her, and because, you know, sometimes being in people's privacy, but I did ask permission, and she allowed it. So that's what happens when you connect with some amazing rock star people, making them part of your Dream 100, and the people that really can align. But it takes one opportunity and one person to think you're one of the cool kids, and be a cool kid. So thank you so much for sharing this podcast. If you find value in it, share it, like it, rate it. Go to Apple Podcasts and rate us. And I thank you guys. Thanks for being such great listeners, friends, my community, Fundpreneurs, Maximizing Fundraising by Thinking Like an Entrepreneur. I really love and appreciate all you guys. And it's happening. The Fundraising Secrets Movement, Fundraising Secrets Mastery. Speaking of Fundraising Secrets Mastery, live event is happening December 5th in Tampa, Florida. Come to Tampa, Florida. Get your tickets. Go to events.fundraisingsecrets.org, events.fundraisingsecrets.org. Come to Tampa, Florida and learn Fundraising Secrets Mastery. I look forward to hearing you, connecting with you, and unleashing everything I've ever learned about fundraising. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Have a great day, everybody. Want more great content?
head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.